From its inception in 1977, the Idaho Shakespeare Festival has given Boise and the surrounding area a truly unique theater experience. Now, even though the season doesn't begin until May, the 2019 season has been set, and it looks like there will be something for everyone. Joining me live in studio to talk more about the upcoming season are Charlie Fee, Producing Artistic Director, and Hannah Reed Newbill, Marketing Director. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Jenna. So good to be here with you.
So happy to be here.
Okay, so how in the world do you outdo last season? You had record-breaking numbers.
I ask that every year.
I ask it every single year, too. And I have to say, it's not been shown that we will outdo last season. You know, it's early going. The reality is the early sales have been already through the roof. And we have a great lineup of plays, and we've learned over time, you know, this is my 28th season I'm going into here, to grow with our community and to open up the experiences to all parts of our community, which has always been our goal and our mission as a company, which is why you're seeing such a wide breadth of programming from mm-hmm. Shakespeare to Meredith Willson's Music Man to, you know, our Agatha Christie plays. And we have just a community that embraces all parts of this.
And you are bringing back Taming of the Shrew. This is what you were opening with. Now,
yes.
I will tell you, this is one of my favorite Shakespeare plays. And I know, you know, we were talking about this a little bit beforehand. Some people think maybe it's not a play that should be shown anymore. But at the same time, I always like the comedy in Taming of the Shrew. That's what I always have found funny about it. And, you know, so why that choice? But I also hear the director you're bringing on for it.
Ah, yes. Well, I'm very excited that Sarah Bruner, mm-hmm. a long, long-time company member with us. I mean, Sarah started working with us when she was 19 years old.
Now she's a Princess Grace Award winner.
Right. Now she's Princess Grace Award, which is a hugely important award in the national arts. Just won this year. And she's a member of the company now over at Oregon Shakespeare Festival. But she will be making her directorial debut with us this summer with the Taming of the Shrew. And I absolutely knew when I picked Shrew and had been talking to Sarah about that choice, even before she had committed to directing it, that, look, you know, I hire a lot of women as directors and designers, mm-hmm. and I'm proud of that, and it, of course, makes sense. There's no question I was looking for a woman to direct Taming the Shrew. The central character is one of the most important women in all of Shakespeare, Katharina Minola, otherwise known as Kate.
Kate. How can you not love Kate?
No, she's an utterly, utterly wonderful creation. And as we say with the Shakespeare plays, this is a character with a voice that is so human and so real. Right. And that isn't true of all Shakespeare characters. Mm-hmm. But Kate has a voice that no one can possibly not recognize.
And I think Kate has such a big voice. And
yeah.
and we can talk about, like, you know, with the Me Too movement and having a play like Taming of the Shrew. But I think if you think about from when Shakespeare wrote it, in the time that he wrote it, and he gave a voice to this incredibly strong woman.
Exactly.
That's what I mean. I think sometimes we have to take it back to when this was written.
That's right. I mean, I'm with you. We need to understand these plays a little bit from their own context, Shakespeare's world, from which what we really learn is Shakespeare was an incredibly radical playwright. It's why his voice, of all of the Elizabethan and Jacobean playwrights, of which there were hundreds of other playwrights writing at the same time in the same theaters, it's Shakespeare's voice that has survived and is performed every single day of every week, every year, everywhere in the world. And the reason is that he was constantly pulling apart his own culture, all of our own preconceptions about each other and about humanity, always giving breath that is much more complex and subtle. Even in the wildest, most physical comedies, the subtlety of what is actually happening in that script is extraordinary. Now, look, people object to all kinds of plays and all kinds of Shakespeare plays, right?
Right.
I mean, I could name half the canon. Someone has an objection about it, and I understand that. Taming of the Shrew is one that has become in, you know, recent years more and more kind of problematic from the people that really don't. They're not giving a close reading of the play. They're simply saying, well, it's kind of accepted now that that relationship in Kate and Petruchio is problematic. And you know what? It is totally problematic. That's what's both funny about it exciting about it, and more important than ever for us to be looking at it now.
And maybe after the play, talking about it.
That could happen too.
Right.
Oh, and we have a brand new actress coming into our company to play Kate, who I am thrilled is joining our company, a wonderful woman named Jessica Williams, and she is a powerhouse and a powerhouse Shakespearean actor. So we're really excited about that production.
And then let's talk about the other ones, because there are more than Taming of the Shrew.
Right.
You have Julius Caesar, The Music Man, A Million Dollar Quartet, and then an Agatha Christie murder mystery. I mean, there is literally something for everyone this coming season.
It's true. And it's not that it's, well, not without its casting difficulties, because, you know, as always, right, there's so many genres here and forms of theater. And that's, you know, those are the places that really stretch us as a company. But, you know, Hannah, you sell all of these different crazy titles. Do you feel like, I'll start.
I know, I love this, Charlie.
Gemma, do you feel like you have to have a different approach to selling Witness for the Prosecution than you do to selling The Million Dollar Quartet? Or are you just selling the season, really?
I sort of feel like some ways it's selling the season, but also just talking about how there is really something for everybody. And there's such a passionate love for the mysteries in particular and for a musical in each one of those categories. And it feels like we fill each niche for those folks that are so excited. And then there are so many people who just want to see it all. And so it's great that you can do that 3 to 5 show package. And if you don't like one or two, you can leave them out and see those ones you love.
And what I love about it is you take into account families and not, I mean, you do a family night on a Sunday night. But even beyond that is bringing in a play like The Music Man, because this is something where you can take your kids to it. And I mean, are you mindful of that? Now,
absolutely. I think we absolutely have to have at least one or two that you can bring any age to. And we also, a number of years ago, started doing student season ticket packages.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for any child age 6 or any student with a valid ID, because we want that population to be able to come and see those shows.
Yeah,
and
we love it, you know,
to bring your kids.
Yeah.
It's theater. And these are the stories of the world that we all live in, right? These are stories of people and communities and relationships. And often they're stories about families. The notion that you as a producer would say, I'm not interested in families coming to see my work, I you know, that wouldn't be a theater that I would even understand, frankly. I do understand that there are, you know, parents who worry, is my child ready for this experience of Julius Caesar? Is Mamma Mia going to be maybe too much, you know,
right,
a play
a little
about,
risque maybe,
you know,
sometimes.
Yeah, kids in love and you know, the shenanigans
right.
they get up
right.
to.
Right.
So, yes, we don't edit our plays to make them appropriate for families. We try to give people as much information as we can about the experience they're going to have. But there is no night at our theater that children aren't in that audience.
And that is really true. You know, another thing that I noticed about last season was how culturally diverse the actors were. I think it was the first time that I've been at plays at Shakespeare that I noticed and I said, wow.
Yeah.
That was important for you to do?
Yes.
And is it something that you continue to look at? Because we don't see a lot of diversity here. So to be able, though, to see that on the stage, because when you go out into the world, there it is.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I'm glad that you felt that way. We actually got many emails from people saying it was so nice to see such diversity on your stage. I promise you, and I promise our audience, that is an absolute goal of ours, to broaden the experience for our audience by seeing on stage people from all parts of our, you know, of our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't that it's, you know, it isn't the easiest thing in the world to suddenly say to yourself, I don't want to do math around this. I don't want to say, well, I want 22% African-American actors. I want 11% Asian or South Asian. You know, I have to find actors that want to do what we do, and they have to be actors that are good at what we do. But we've had a kind of tipping point in recent seasons, both as a company, you know, in terms of our audience, right? And in terms of our company's national reputation. And so it is actually becoming easier for me to find and hire and recruit actors from all kinds of backgrounds. Mm-hmm. Kate in Taming the Shrew, African-American actress that is just beautiful, spectacular actor. That I didn't know her. you know, and I found her through a friend and began the discussion. And she said, yes, I'll leave the company I'm currently in to join you guys for 6 months.
Wow.
And it's that's just
exciting.
Great.
So we have less than a minute. So yep. I want to quickly get to when tickets are available because they've opened up for season mm-hmm. members. But when can folks?
So season tickets are available now and they're available all the way through the whole season until you can't buy more than three plays. And single tickets become available April 1st for those people that, you know, I don't know, you can only make one or two plays.
Right. I love talking with you. I love the Shakespeare Festival, so looking forward to this season. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Oh, so great to be here as always. We'll talk about Caesar next time.
Yes, yeah. We will. We didn't even get to Caesar. I've been talking with Idaho Shakespeare producing artistic director Charlie Fee and marketing director Hannah Reed Newville.